Thank you very much.
Yes, indeed. Next case, please.
Our next case this evening is 12,111 Louis C. Nepa and Sharon Luzier, seeking a variance from the side yard setback under sections 115-25 and 115-183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southwest side of Creek Drive, approximately 750 feet south of the intersection of Creek Drive and Pond Road. The 911 address is 3 Creek Drive, Millsboro. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 234, Map 24, Parcel 57. Staff will note we received zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and no mail returns. Specifically, the applicant is seeking a 1.5-foot variance from the 15-foot required side yard setback for a two-story deck.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Yes, my name is Sharon Luzier. My address is 3 Creek Drive, Millsboro, Delaware.
Louis Nepa, 3 Creek Drive, Millsboro, Delaware.
Theodore C. Parker, Jr., 1 Creek Drive, Millsboro, Delaware.
Okay. Can you come back up area and swear you in?
Oh.
I just got your name. Do you all swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
I do.
Thank you. And if you testify, just state your name for the record.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Susan Weidman Gardner here for the applicants, Louis Nepa and Sharon Luzier. As was stated for the record, they are requesting a 1.5-foot setback variance. As you can see from the survey, the first floor deck is not encroaching. It's the actual second story deck because there's a different requirement, as we all know. They have 13.5 feet from the side yard and they need 15 feet. So even though the second story deck is directly on top of the first floor deck, they still are required to have this variance. And I would like to introduce testimony in favor of this application through Sharon Luzier. So Sharon, please state your name for the record.
Sharon Luzier.
And your address?
3 Creek Drive, Millsboro, Delaware.
And is that in Winding Creek Village?
Yes.
And that's on the back side of Baywood Greens there in Millsboro?
Yes.
And when did you acquire this property?
We bought the house in December of 2017.
So just this past December?
Correct.
And during the settlement process, it came to your attention that this second story deck was in violation?
Yes, it came to your attention.
Okay.
Yes.
And then through conversations with my office and the planning and zoning office, did you understand that, it was not even the people you were buying it from who built the house? It was several back in the chain that built this house and built the second story deck?
Correct.
And is it your understanding, and am I clear in understanding from Ms. Kristen, that members of the board have in their packet the building permit that was issued back in May of 2006? Correct. And it's nicely highlighted, I see, Mr. Calloway.
Yes,
beautiful.
Yes, indeed.
Okay, so Sharon, is this the building permit for your house dated May 2006?
Yes, I believe it is.
And do you see on the second side of the sheet where it includes the second floor addition and the dimensions of your deck in that building permit?
Yes.
So I would ask that this be entered into the record. I understand, Mr. Sharp, that it's already in the members' packets.
Yeah, we have, Ms. Gardner, we have a copy of looks like a certificate of compliance from, looks like 2007, the typeface is very faint. We have the building permit, we have a copy of the tax map, the application, as well as a survey dated November 21st, 2017. They're all
okay.
In the record at the
moment. Okay. So let me just ask Ms. Luzier, if I could, the certificate of occupancy that he is referring to is dated September 14 of 07, is that correct?
Yes.
And that is the county's stamp of approval saying that the people at that point in time that owned it, the Murrays, could occupy the residence.
Yes.
And that was the county putting their stamp of approval on that building permit that included that second story deck that's now in violation.
Yes, I believe so.
Okay. So is it safe to assume that you were not the ones that created this issue? You did not build this second story deck?
That is correct.
And Can you just, well, let me do this, because you do not have pictures, so that we can all be on the same page here. These pictures that I would like to introduce into evidence so that the board may pass them, distribute them amongst themselves, were these pictures taken by you or your husband, who are the owners of the property?
Yes.
And do they show the second-story deck in question?
Yes.
If I could.
Tim down and Mrs. Walls on the other end.
Sorry. Is there any way, without great expense to you and your husband, of removing this second story deck?
No, we'd have to have construction, renovation, to have it taken off.
And why is this deck so important? I mean, explain the uniqueness of this property, where this property sits.
I don't know exactly.
What's on the water?
Oh, it's on the water.
It's on the water, and this allows you a view of the property?
Yes.
And in fact, when I was there taking some pictures of myself, your family was there enjoying that view on a warm day.
My grandchildren were hanging over the deck, yes. The railing.
Just take a look at that. Okay. Are you requesting the minimum amount of a variance of 1.5 feet, or are you requesting additional amounts?
Just 1.5.
And in fact, members of the board, when you're looking at the picture of the second story deck, it's only a small portion that's encroaching. You'll see it's actually crooked. It's not the way that the picture was taken. It was built at an angle. Now, are you the second house in that community as you come in?
Yes.
And so there is only one homeowner that actually is on the same side as this deck. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And can you tell the board his name?
Yes, his name is Ted Parker. His wife's name is Barbara Parker. They signed that they would be in agreement with us getting the variance. And actually, he is here tonight to actually say that in person. No one ever knew it until it was discovered, and no one had any idea until the survey was done.
So if you do not have this deck, you're not going to be able to enjoy the views of the waterfront property that you purchased.
That's correct.
And this deck does sit right on top of the first-story deck, correct?
Yes, yes.
And you did not create this. This was there when you purchased the property.
Yes, it was.
And you're requesting the minimum amount of footage.
Correct.
That's all I have, unless members of the board would like to ask Ms. Lucier additional questions, or if you would like to have Mr. Parker, the one neighbor, come up.
I'll start with the board and see if they have any questions.
First. Okay, thank you.
And shall I start with you, Mr. Mayor?
No questions.
Thank you.
No questions.
Ms. McGee?
No questions.
Mr. Mills?
I have no questions.
I think you had testified that it looks like it's built at an angle. Do you know any reason why it may have been built at an angle? Is there something on the property that may have caused it to be built that way?
No, I think it's just the way that the house was situated, the original house, and the way it was situated according to the property line.
All right. I have no further questions. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Sir, would you wish to come forward and speak? Or show of hands.
Yes, sir. My name's Theodore C. Parker, Jr. I live next door at One Creek Drive. I'm the only house in the neighborhood that faces the overhang. I certainly have no objection. And I know these people are actually the third person in that house since that construction was done in 2006. But even the neighborhood, none of us have any objections, sir.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Is there anyone else that's in favor? Okay, is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
I motion that we approve the variance as requested. It was not created by the applicant, and if the house wasn't situated on an angle, they wouldn't be here, so I feel that they meet all five of the criteria for a variance.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Ms. McGee, second by Mr. Mills, that we approve case number 12,111. All those in favor of that motion? Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And Mr. Mears?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Ms. McGee?
Aye, for my reasons.
Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
And I'm just going away for the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 12,111 is approved.
Thank you very much.